Pope Benedict XVI focused on the life and works of Pope St. Leo the Great today during his weekly general audience. Lydia Kane reports.
Pope Benedict began his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Basilica, where he was greeted by thousands of Italian students, all eager to catch a glimpse of him. With words of encouragement and welcome, the Holy Father said to them that school days were important for authentic and complete formation.
Auguro a ciascuno di vivere questo tempo della scuola come occasione propizia per una autentica formazione integrale.
It was then off to the Paul VI Hall, where thousands more pilgrims and tourists greeted the Pope and listened to his words. Last week, Pope Benedict concluded his catechesis on a favourite saint of his, Augustine. This week, however, it was on to another father of the Church, St. Leo the Great, whom he described as one of the most influential popes in history.
He was born in Tuscia and became Bishop of Rome in 440 during times of severe social unrest. Since the Roman Emperor's authority had practically disappeared in the West, and Italy was suffering from frequent barbarian incursions, Pope Leo took it upon himself to protect Rome. His courageous meeting in Mantua with Attila the Hun, whom he convinced to desist from his plans to devastate the city, is the most well-known, but not the only event of its kind. Pope Leo promoted the primacy of the Bishop of Rome as the successor of the Apostle Peter, and exercised his ministry in the East and the West with great prudence, pastoral sensitivity, and wisdom. The bishops attending the important Council of Chalcedon in 451 acclaimed the text he sent concerning faith in Jesus, true God and true man, with the words, "Peter has spoken through the mouth of Leo."
The Holy Father went on to say that Pope Leo left behind him a rich collection of works that can help us today in our everyday lives.
Thanks to Pope Leo's sermons and letters, we can still appreciate his zeal and charity as pastor of the Church and his theological depth and clarity. He also shares with us his profound understanding of the liturgy, where he sees the mysteries of salvation as present to our time and influential in our everyday realities. May the life and example of Pope St. Leo always remind us that the encounter with God in Christ is the source of our joy and our salvation.
One of those present at today's audience was Bishop Emeritus of Shreveport, Louisiana, William Friend.
It's wonderful to be in the Vatican. We have a great Pope, and we come to help celebrate him and celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is part of our pilgrimage. And pilgrimage and prayer is good for all.
There were English-speaking visitors from a broad spectrum of countries present at Wednesday's audience, including England, Denmark, Sweden, Indonesia, Canada, and the United States. The Holy Father welcomed them and concluded his audience by reminding all of the gathered faithful of the importance of this Lenten season, which he described as a time of purification and a renewal of faith and hope. I'm Lydia O'Kane.